Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." It is amazing how often the word love is used. It is equally amazing for what it is used. People can love just about anything, from pets to food, from houses to cars, and especially other people. All of these can be preceded by the word love. It is unfortunate the word love has become so diluted. It is difficult to determine whether a person only prefers something or if there is a willingness to make a lifelong commitment. There should never be any confusion when Jesus uses the word love. As he prepared his disciples for his suffering and death, he gave them the command, "Love one another." The words were probably met with mixed emotions. This is why Jesus also added the following explanation, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Suddenly, the word took on a special meaning. The new command was not about personal preference or taste. It was about love that was unselfish and never failing. Jesus uses his own love as the key to understanding this new command. His love brought him to this earth. It also made him endure shame, mockery, and rejection. It even subjected him to the most horrible of deaths on the cross. In him, the love he commands for those who follow him is revealed in complete clarity. What makes Jesus' love unique is that it not only offers the encouragement to love, but also provides the reason and power to love. Roughly 40 years after the disciple John heard Jesus' words, he wrote, "We love because he first loved us." He learned the lesson Jesus taught and lived it without compromise. As you hear Jesus' new command, love one another, how will you respond? As you learn of your Savior's unselfish love and grow in that love, there is only one response. I will love others as Jesus loves me. Dearest Jesus, you have revealed what true love is. Fill me with your pure and unselfish love so that I can love you and all people in response to your love for me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.